Have you ever seen Anthony Pichardo in probably all?
No, the only people at Philly that were doing anything were the Blacks. The Blacks that were on the side of the road, they're like, shit, man, he's a white supremacist. Let's go fucking throw some
hands. They have that work mentality. You know, they work together, they just get angry. Yeah. But as soon as like their momentum is cut, they just fucking
there was
out.
Like, there was no Antifa. There was like a big black dude, a smaller black dude, a big Mexican guy, some e-girl in a skirt that was trying to fight guys. And there was like a guy on a bike that was riding by going, Nazis, go home. Nazis, go home. And every time he said that, his nose started getting longer. So, you know, there's, you know, and then the other agitators that came and joined, some teenagers and stuff, just random people. You know, there wasn't a coordinated opposition there, really. It was just one or two aggressors that were just, you know, like constantly were kind of being relentless on the shields. And, you know, eventually, you know, shields kept pushing them back. But they all came to an agreement that when that happens to him, like that big black guy, we're not allowing him. He's getting dispatched. Quickly, he's not going to be allowed to, because if that one big black guy wasn't there, that would have never had a, it would have never been a thing. You know, all the other people waited for him to just be very aggressive and embolden the rest of them, and they had every opportunity well before they ever put hands on him to do so. So we've learned a lot.